Today's shir is Masechta Temura, Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Yud Tes on the Beis, the last words on the Amid. Tana Bona Magdish Nekeva Lo Losai. As we've been learning, many Kabbanis have to strictly be a male. The three Kabbanis that we're about to begin discussing are all such examples. An Oila, a Pesach, and Asham all have to come from male animals. And the Brisa teaches us how magdish in the cave loy, if somebody's magdish in the cave for his carbon oila, or la piskoi for his carbon pesach, or la shamai for his carbon asham, in all of these situations, even though they're disqualified, they do have enough kedusha, according to the Tanakama, according to the Rabbanan, that they would be able to make a tamura. Rav Shimon, however, disagrees. If he designated for carbon oila, indeed oisa tamura. Why? Because as we've been learning, since there is a case, and the Gemara will say this explicitly soon, since there is a case where oila comes from an akeva by a bird, so that's enough that it can be made that if you designated an akeva to be a carbon oila, it will make a tamura. Whereas lepischoi lashamai, that there's never a carbon pesach that comes from a nekeva. There's never a carbon asham that comes from a nekeva. Says Rav Shimon, ain't oisa tamura. Then it wouldn't be able to make a tamura. Shein lecha dov oisa tamura. There is never a situation where something becomes a tamura. Ela haroi l'stav. In a situation where it at least has that much kedusha that the animal that you designated, albeit improperly, has some kedusha, and the halacha is that you have to wait for it to become a balmum and sell it. Whereas, in the cave of for Pesach, in the cave of for Asham, according to Rav Shimon, your act is so totally meaningless, that that's why you don't have to wait for it to become balmum, as Rav Shimon actually said in the Mishnah by Karban Asham, and therefore, it doesn't make a tamura either. And as the Achrayim explain, a Karban Oila could be on the keva, as I just said. Just what? I, who am getting a kapara from this carbon, sometimes in order for me to get a kapara, I have to bring a zachar. So that's why a carbon oil is connected. So the problem is not with the carbon, the problem is with the mischaper. Whereas, by Osham and a Pesach, there's completely no connection to a keva, and that's why Rav Shimon will hold, it has no kedusha, and doesn't make a tamura. I'm a Rebbe. Comments, Rebbe. Ain't any roi divorce Rav Shimon Pesach. I don't agree with Rav Shimon said regarding the carbon Pesach. Since we learned in our previous year, Horla Moisa Pesach Karv Shlomim, we know that if you have a carbon Pesach left over, it becomes a carbon Shlomim. So we see that the carbon Pesach does have a connection to a Shlomim. And since the carbon Pesach has a connection to a Shlomim, and a Shlomim may be brought from a Nekeva, that's why the halacha will be, says Rebbe, that it should be have enough of a connection that it should not be, even according to Rav Shimon, a totally meaningless act, and therefore it should make a tamura. So the Achrayim make two points. One, they say that the discussion here, where Rav Shimon says that somebody's mafresh in the cave of Karban Pesach doesn't have kedusha, doesn't make a tamura or not, is only before Pesach. But we learned in our shiur yesterday, on Daf Yud Tes, where the Gemara distinguished between a Maisa Pesach before Pesach versus after Pesach. After Pesach, say the Achroinim, even Rav Shimon will agree that a Maisa Pesach has a connection to a Shlomim, because the animal itself could be used for a Shlomim, and therefore Rav Shimon will agree that if you designated a Pesach in the Keva, it has some Kedusha, it can make a Temura. That's one point the Achroinim make. The Achrayim go on to also explain. We have here Machlokes Rebbe and Reb Shimon. If you designate it in the cave for Karban Pesach before Pesach, does it have any inherent Kedusha or not? What is the Machlokes all about? Say the Achrayim. We've been discussing Moisa Pesach Shlomim. So the question is, what does Moisa Pesach Shlomim mean? Rebbe will hold that in every Karban Pesach, there is a Shlomim. Why? Because otherwise it could never be Moisa Pesach Shlomim. It must be, says Rebbe, that when I'm magdish an animal to be a carbon Pesach, in there lay some shlamim. Rav Shimon will disagree. Rav Shimon will learn that the din of Moisa Pesach shlamim tells us that if you can't bring as a carbon Pesach, so turn it over to a shlamim. But not that when you will magdish it, you will magdish it l'shem shlamim. And therefore, it has no kedusha if you will magdish in the keva. Ask the Gemara, if Rebbe's questioning what Rav Shimon holds, he could have questioned further. What are we saying? That as soon as it has a connection, that's enough that it can make, that it has kedusha, it can make a tamura. So the halach is, hoil mice asham karav oila. We've learned that if you have a leftover asham, what is done with it? It comes as an oila. And an oila is an animal that can make a tamura. So why, and why is that, and an oila is also an animal that we've learned, if it's in the cave, it's the last kedusha. So ask the Gemara, since the halacha is that a mice asham comes from an oila, if a mice asham could turn into an oila, as we've been discussing, so it should be considered like a carbon oila. And once it's considered like a carbon oila, hasn't Rav Shimon said if you designate in the cave for a carbon oila, it gets kedusha and it does make a tamura? Answers the Gemara, Rebbe Savalak Rabbanan. Rebbe holds like Rabbanan, the Amri, that what happens with the mice asham, maisris lenidvas tzibur azli, that the Maisra Asham is not used, and we'll discuss this on the days in the Mishnah, it's not used for carbon oilus yochid, it's used for carbon oilus ketzim izbeach, a carbon oilus tzibur, v'ein tamur b'tzibur. There is no tamur b'tzibur. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is very simple. Yes, it turns into an oila, but what kind of an oila? An oilus tzibur. By oilus tzibur, by carbon tzibur, there is no tamur. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. But then I saw another nice explanation. What's the reason, as we said earlier in our shiur, and we're going to repeat this concept over and over, why, if you designate an akeva for an oila, does it have kedusha? Does it make a tamura? Because an akeva could be a carbon oila. But when can an akeva be a carbon oila? Only by a carbon nadava. A carbon tseba can't be an oif, and therefore can't be an akeva. So since this is a carbon tzibur, the entire lumdus that we're building, why if you designate an akeva for an oila does have some kedusha, doesn't exist by a nidvat tzibur, because a nidvat tzibur can never bury a bird that's in the keva. Says the Gemara, kasal kedaitach. So the Gemara and the Havamina, and actually the Mefarshim point out, usually when the Gemara uses these words, kasal kedaitach, it's a Havamina that doesn't remain. Here it is somewhat going to remain. Because the lumdus the Gemara is going to use to explain Rav Shimon's Shita will work by a Nidvas Yochid, not by a Nidvas Seber. So it's not a Havamina that completely falls away, it's a Havamina that remains partially. So says the Gemara, Kasal Kedaitach, Hainu Tam Rav Shimon, as we've been saying, Gavin Mafrish, Nekeva Leilasai, that if you were designated in the Kevafi Karba Oila, there it does have Kedusha, and therefore, Mishamachi Oysa Tamura, it will make a Tamura. Dekashem Oilala, because it does have some connection. What is the connection? That Gabe Oilas Oif, as we've been saying, because Oilas Oif could come from the Keva. The Alochet, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is as follows. The Kohen Gadol, when he brings a power on Yom Kippur, brings a male, a bull. Now, what is the basis, and we have to stop for a moment and discuss this. What is the lumdus of Ikra Shem Oila? That as long as it has some connection, it's enough for it to get a Kedusha. So yes, the halacha is, as Rashi explains, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is supposed to bring a par, a male, a bull. The Reino Gershom has a different pshat. It's talking here that if a Kohen Gadol based on his own erroneous psak, did an aver b'shogig, he has to bring a par. That's not the way Rashi learns. So what will happen, asked the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol shifrish paro l'paroi, that he designated instead of a male, he designated a female, tigdish, it should be kadosh. Why? Because as long as you have a situation where you could bring a female, it should, if you could find such a situation, it's good enough. There is such a situation where you could bring a female. Dika paras chatas. The paradum is a female. So yes, you made a mistake. Yes, the Kohen Gadol shouldn't have designated a female. It should have designated a male. But even if he designated a female, it shouldn't be no different than designating a female for a carbon oilam. And the Mefarshim point out that the Kamara's question is not only a question on Rab Shimon, it's a question on the Rabbanon as well. If anything, it's more of a question on the Rabbanon. Because Rab Shimon said his halacha only by in the cave of Oila. We started the shiur today that the Rabbanon say it even by in the cave for Asham, and from the cave for Pesach. So certainly they should say it here as well. So why is it meaningless? Answers the Gemara. Because the Paras Chatas is not considered a Kodesh Kodesh Mizbeach. Kotchi by the Kabayis, who? It's considered Kotchi by the Kabayis. The Kotchi by the Kabayis, loyabdi tmura. Kotchi by the Kabayis don't make a tmura. So, the Mefarshim explain. That Kotchi by the Kabayis, a paras chatis, is not really Kotchi by the Kabayis either. But it has a din, like Kotchi by the Kabayis, and anything that has a loch of Kotchi by the Kabayis, doesn't make a tmura. That's the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara. Ask the Mefarshim, why did the Gemara, couldn't have the Gemara given a simpler teretz? We've learned in a Mishnah, earlier in a Masechta, that a carbon tzibur doesn't make a tmura. And a para eschatas, a para aduma, is a carbon tzibur. So I saw two teretz. One teretz is, that we also discussed earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud, who can make a tmura? If I'm magdish an animal on behalf of other people, does it go after the Mekadish or goes after the Meskaper? It's a shayla. And there was an opinion that goes after the one that makes the carbon. So what would be if I, the Yochid, donated a carbon, a paraduma, for the tzibur? So since I was the Magdish, I'm a Yochid, and I will be able to make a tamura. So you can't really call it, under all circumstances, a carbon tzibur. That's why the Gemara avoided that teretz. But then I saw another gewaldige teretz. It's basically based on a verse from the Rogachava. The Rogachava says as follows. There are two types of carbon tzibur. We've learned a carbon tzibur traditionally. Carbon tzibur means that the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, have to bring kabanas, Yom Tovim, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. And we've explained that the tzibur doesn't mean a combination of all of the members of Klal Yisrael. There is a new concept called Klal Yisrael. There's a new concept called tzibur. That is the case by regular carbon tzibur. A para adum is not a case of a carbon tzibur. And what's the right that it's not a case of a carbon tzibur? Because the para adum is only needed for the people who are tameh. It's not needed for every Jew. What happens if not every Jew is tameh? Only the Jews that are tameh need the para aduma. So it's called a carbon yochid that have many partners. That isn't called a carbon tzibur. And that's why the Gemara avoids calling a para aduma a carbon tzibur, because it really isn't. It can be brought for many Jews, but that doesn't make it into a carbon tzibur. The Ragach over there has a very interesting discussion. He has a discussion, if you have a shul with many members, is the shul considered a tzibur, or is the shul considered a shutfus? Why? He says the halacha is that a shutfus, if you have a partnership, all of the partners have to agree to whatever decision. A tzibur, you go after the majority. So let's say you have a shul, and there's questions, and there are issues. If it's a tzibur, then you go with the majority. If it's a shutfus, then everybody has to, you have to have a consensus that everybody should agree. Again, ask the Gemara on this lomdus that we've been learning, that as long as it's possible to be brought for a certain purpose, it should be able to have a kedusha. The halach is as follows. When a yochid has to bring a carbon chatos, the halach is he brings a female goat, a si'ira. When a nasi has to bring, he has to bring a soyer, a male goat. So ask the Gemara, if a yochid designated a male goat instead of a female goat, tigdash, why the ikasa nasi? There is a case where a female, where a male will be usable by a nasi. Or vice versa, ask the Gemara. Inami nasi shifris si'ira l'si'iroi. If he designated a female instead of a male, tigdish, the yochid mafrasira. Answers the Gemara, hani trei gufininu. A yochid and a nasi is not two of the same class. they're considered two different types of people altogether. A yachid is a yachid, and a nasi is a nasi. A nasi can't bring a yachid's carbon, and a yachid can't bring a nasi's carbon. So I saw a gewaldige gevort from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, based on this Gemara. He says, that why is the Gemara saying that a nasi can't be a yachid? What happens if the nasi resigns? If the nasi resigns, then he'll be a yachid. He'll be a regular Jew. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, based on this Gemara, we see that a nasi can't resign. And therefore the Gemara doesn't suggest that a nasi could be a yachid if he'll resign. A nasi can never resign. And that, he says, is part of the concept of melech shemach al-kvaydai en kvaydai macha, because he can't resign. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out, Rabbi Yosef Engel makes this point, that our Gemara said a teretz, that the yachid is not the nasi, and the nasi is not the yachid. The Gemara didn't say that teretz by the paraduma. There, the coin is part of what the paraduma works for. And therefore, the Gemara could not have given that teretz before. Ask the Gemara, but I'll give you a case where the nasi and the yachid could be one individual. Because what will be the halacha, asked the Gemara? Chata achlo nisnamnu. If this individual did an aveir before he became the nasi, kimafris sol isiarasai, and then he became a nasi, the halacha should be that if instead of bringing a female goat, he brought a male goat, instead of bringing a male goat, he brought a female goat, tikdash. Dila chata hashtam, because if he would have done the aveira now, but I see a sorry here. So the Gemara's question is, we can't say that the yachid and nasi is one, because it could be a case where he did the aveira before he became a nasi, and is only bringing the carbon afterwards. Says the Gemara, halay chata, lay chai besoir. Before is one situation, and after is another situation, they cannot be connected. Ask the Gemara, but let's think about our Gemara. We've learned already a number of dafim that if somebody has to bring a carbon, that somebody brings a nekeva, somebody designates a nekeva for his oila, so we've learned over and over again that since a nekeva could be brought for a carbon oila, where could a nekeva be brought for a carbon oila when he's a bringing oila sa'if? So the halacha should be, that's why it has some kedusha. That's why, as we started today's shir, it makes a tamura. But ask the Gemara, that isn't true. If somebody's mechuyif to bring a carbon oila, he can't bring a carbon oila. He can't bring in the keva. He has to bring a zachar. If the person is mechuyif to bring a carbon oila, and he could afford a behemoth, he can't bring a knife. Answer the Gemara, you're right. And now the Gemara is saying a very bechidish. In a case of an oilas chayva, the Gemara is indeed agreeing that if somebody designated a nekeva, it would be meaningless. Because he can't bring an oif. Where is Rav Shimon saying his vart? Rav Shimon saying his vart by oilus nedava. Rav Shimon sublet Rav Elazar ben Azaria, and he agrees with Rav Elazar ben Azaria taught us, the Tanan, harei eloi oila, if somebody donated a carbon oila, yavi kevis, he should bring a sheep. As the Gemara explains, because where he lived, sheep was the cheapest living thing. He could bring a bird. So since, even if he's wealthy, the halacha is if he chooses to bring a bird, he's yaitza. That's what halacha is. If somebody accepted upon himself oilus nadava, and he brought him the keva, it isn't that bad. Because there's a case that he could have indeed brought in the keva. Where's the case that he could have brought in the keva? He would have brought a oif. And could he bring a oif? But the Lost Ben Azariah is teaching us that if you take a nedava to bring a carbon oila, the loch is you could bring even a nekeva. What about a chatas? The loch is that in certain times you could bring a chatas oif instead of an animal. So why doesn't the Gemara say the same svar by chatas? That you could have brought a chatas oif and it could have been a nekeva. So why isn't the loch that if you mafresh a nekeva under those circumstances, when you're supposed to bring a zachar, it should work? So the Mefarshim say from here we see that a chatas bird always has to be a zachar. The din that a bird could be in the keva is only by oila, not by chatas. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. There's a Mishnah Meshechta Shkolim. Hamagdish Nechosav. If somebody is magdish all of his assets, Vayben, and amongst his assets, there's a behemah Rui Lagab Mizbeach. He has animals that could be actually brought on the Mizbeach. Zacharim and the Kavis, male and females. Rabbi Lazar, I'm a zarchar, mimachu l'tzarchi. Eilis, the males should be sold, and the proceeds should be brought for carbon. The animals should be sold for somebody who needs a carbon oila, and the proceeds should go to Bedek Abayis. For Nekevis, yimachu l'tzarchi shlamim. The Nekevis should be sold to somebody who needs to bring a carbon shlamim, and the proceeds, together with the rest of the assets, with the main yiplu shan chasma Bedek Abayis. So why did Mefarshim explain this opinion is as follows. Actually, what this person is doing, there are two problems what he's doing. Number one, let's start, what is the issue that Mishnah is dealing with? The issue the Mishnah is dealing with is, when somebody was magdish all his assets, what did he mean? Did he mean that they should be kachim mizbeach? Did he mean they should be kachim by the kabayis? Rabbi Lezer says, he meant that they should all be kachim by the kabayis. Why does Rabbi Lezer say so? So Mefarshim explain as follows. Beautiful pshat. The person did the wrong thing here, because he's really not supposed to be magdish all of the assets. And here he was magdish all of his assets. So he's doing the wrong thing. So even though normally the halacha is that if I magdish a behema, a healthy behema, it should not go to Bedek Abayis, that's only say the achroinim in understanding of Lez's opinion, where a person who's acting properly. This person is not acting properly. What's the right that he's not acting properly? Because he was magdish all of his assets. So if he was magdish all of his assets, certainly the assets that are not animals can't be going for anything but Bedek Abayis. So we assume that all of the assets are going for Bedek Abayis, but the halach is that the animals should be brought on the Mizbeach. That's why the Zecharim should be sold for somebody who needs a carbon oil. You need a carbon oil, we'll sell you that Zecher, take the proceeds to Bedek Abayis. And then the cave, you need a carbon shlomim, I'll sell you the behemoth, the hegdish will sell you the behemoth, and the assets will go, and the proceeds will go to Bedek Abayis. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rav Shua disagrees. And he says, Zecharim atzmam yukuvu oilus, the Zecharim themselves should be brought as oilus, v'nekevis yamachu l'tzarchi shlomim. Rav Shua's opinion is that the person meant that the animals should go for carbon. That's one point. And there's even a deeper point to Rabbi Shua. Rav Shua's opinion is that a person always wants his animals to be used for oil, because that's the highest level carbon. It's completely burnt. So he says, the Zecharim themselves were used for oilus. The Nekevis you can't use for an oil, as we've been learning. So you sell them to somebody who needs a carbon shlomim, v'yavid the main oilus, and you'll use with the proceeds to buy carbon oilus, v'shan nechasim yipul belik kabayis. So what's Rav Shua doing? He's dividing up the assets. The animals are used for kabanis, not just for kabanis, for carbon oil, and the rest of the assets go for Bedek Abayis. Omer Reb Chibar Abel Reb Yochanan, Reb Yishua Dom Zecharim Atzvil Yikvo Oilois, that the Zecharim themselves are brought for oilos. The Nekevis, Heichem Mikrov and Shlomim, asked the Mar, how could you use the Nekevis for Shlomim? Hamikar Kedusha Dechuya Asin. Hasn't Reb Shimon taught us that if something is disqualified from the get-go, you can never use it as a carbon. Somebody designated in a cave for carbon asham. We learned in the Mishnah, it should not be used, it should be sold. So here too, you designated in a cave for carbon oila, it should be completely useless. Loshen acher, and there's not really much of a difference. Amar Reb Chiba Abel or Reb Yochanan, Midakam Reb Shua Zecharim Atzma Yikruvu Oilois Lememra. So obviously what Reb Shua holding? That the Kedushas Guf Agdishinu, that these animals have a Kedushas Aguf. You shouldn't sell them. The halach is it should require riyah. Amalei Rabbi Shua Savalek Rabbi Shimon. Dama kol midid lechazalei legufei. If it can't be used for what you designated it, le'nachs le'kedushas aguf. It doesn't have a kedushas aguf, and therefore it's sold off immediately. The Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, and we learned at the beginning of our Shia today, that Rav Shimon holds, if you designate it, for example, in the cave for carbon ashram, it doesn't get a kedusha saguf, and you just sell it off. Rav Shimon, Oimer Temacha Shloi B'mom. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds, Kivad Lechazi in the cave of ashram, you can't use in the cave for ashram, therefore, Lechnachs Lech Kedusha Saguf. Ask the Gemara, Eimedam Rav Shimon, where did Rav Shimon say his word? Gab in the cave of ashram. When you took in the cave for your ashram. Why? Because as we've been saying our entire shir, the lekem shem oshem al imoy, a oshem can never come from in the keva. Avogab in the keva loyla. We began today's shir that since ikishem oilal imoy, you can theoretically have a carbon oila and the keva when you're bringing a bird, a filler shem maida. So here, how could you say that he's following Rav Shimon's opinion? And therefore, when you designate it in the keva for an oila, your designation is meaningless. That's not true. Rav Shimon only said that din by the keva for an ashram, or by a pesach, but not by an oila. One question. Right? Hashmin Rav Shimon lai losoi. We began today's shir, where Rav Shimon said this explicitly, that if you are magdish on the keva for a carbon oila, it does have a kedushas aguf. And that's why Rav Shimon says it does make a tamura. So why are you saying that if you designated it on the keva for an oila, your act is meaningless? Amalei Rav Shua Sova Kidach Tana, Aliv Rav Shimon, he holds like a different version of Rav Shimon, that this version says, the Tanya Rav Shimon, Yehuda Oimim Mishim Rav Shimon, Af Loi Losa Enos Tamura. Why? Because you're using an animal, you're trying to bring an animal. An animal, or oila, has to be a zohar. The fact that you could bring in the keva by bird, we're not talking birds. We're talking animals. And therefore, your act is completely meaningless. And since your act is completely meaningless, it doesn't have a kedushas aguf, it doesn't make a tamura. And here, too, you could sell it immediately and buy with the proceeds an animal for an oila. Continues the Mishnah. Tamura sasham, a situation of a tamura sasham, or vlad tamura sasham, Vlad Vladam Atsaif Kalailam, the children of those Tamura, Yira Achi Yustavu, we wait till we come Balmum, says the Tanakama, and then we machru, and we take the proceeds after they become Balimum, the Yipladam of Nadava. We use the proceeds to buy Nidvas Oilus Tzibur. Again, just to review, what is a Nidvas Oilus Tzibur? A Nidvas Oilus Tzibur is the Oilus, it's another way of calling it is an Oilus Ketzam Mizbeach. That when the Mizbeach had no carbonus on it, they put these carbon oilus. They are carbon tzibur. Rabbi Lezer Oymi Yemusu. Why does Rabbi Lezer hold Yemusu? Because Rabbi Lezer holds that whatever the halacha is, and we're going to learn it, we've learned it, we're going to learn an explicit Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that whatever the halacha is, Chamesh Chattis is left to die, so too he says is the halacha by Osham. Because he says the Torah HaKadosh says, Kechatus Ka'asham, the Torah equates them, so the Chatus is left to die by a Tamura, so too will be an Asham. We should sell it and bring a private Oila. Ask the Gemara, ask the Mishnah, what is the Machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim? They're both saying that we should sell it, wait for it to become Bamum, and sell it and bring with it an oila. Where is there a machloikis? Where is there a machloikis? Ela, says the Gemara, Bizman Shiba oila, if it's brought as an oilus yochid, so the aloch is soy mechala, you do smicha. By oilus yochid, you do smicha, by oilus tzibur, you don't. There are only two exceptions to the rule. A parhelm dovish of tzibur, and the Sol HaZozel Yom Kippur are Tzibur Kabbanis that you do smicha, or maybe Nesachim, and with every carbon we know Nesachim must be brought along. Nesachem Mishaloi, the owner has to pay for those Nesachim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Imayu Kain Avidas of Arishaloi, which means as follows. We know that the Kahanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis. And the Mishmairis aren't voluntary. You could only do Avoida in the week that's your Mishmar. One exception. If you a Kayin, bring your own carbon, then the halach is, you could do avoida any week that you bring your carbon. So let's say this ma'asham, this tamuris asham, was yours the Kayin. So now, we're saying that you should bring it as an oilus yachid according to Rabbi Lazar. If it's a Kayin, he could bring it any time during the year. However, bezman shel nidava, but if it's oilus tzibur, ain't a samichle, there's no smich on oilus tzibur, as we said. Ain't a mevi ole nesachim. He doesn't have to, nesachem ishot tzibur. He doesn't have to provide for the nesachim. The tzibur has to pay for it. And apishi koyin, even though the person that began this process is a koyin, the loch is a voidosoi v'oirim ishlan shemishmer. It belongs to the people whose mishmer that week, not me the koyin. Furthermore, the mafarshim say that our mishnah teaches us a very important halacha. Not specific to this subject that we're learning today, tomorrow. We just said in our Mishnah that the halacha is that the kohanim were divided into mishmeres. And the kohen had to only work in his mishmer, unless he's bringing his own carbon. Let's say I'm Yisrael. I am Yisrael. And I'm bringing a carbon. And I have a friend, a relative, who's a kohen. And this week it's not his mishmer. Could I choose him and say, you know what, I'm going to give you the kohen to do, you my friend, you my relative, the kohen to do the avodah on my behalf, even though it's not your week? From here we see in our Mishnah that that isn't acceptable. It's only acceptable if you, the kohen, it's your carbon. If it's not your carbon, you can never do the avodah if it's not your Mishnah. So our Mishnah has really taught us the same din twice. The Mishnah taught us the halacha and the same machlokes twice. Once by Tmuras Asham, and once by an awesome Shemesu Balov, the Shekipra Balov. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, why does the Mishnah have to turn it into two categories? It's all the same. Vitzricha. Why did the Mishnah have to turn it into two categories? Answers the Gemara, the Ashmin and Asham, if we only taught the Halacha by Asham, Shekipru Balov, we would say, Behokam Rebbe Lezer Yemusu. That's where Rebbe Lezer says that they should be left to die. Why? Let's think through this case together, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Asham Shekipru Balov. We have an Asham that the owners already had a kapara. And therefore, we have another leftover carbon Asham. So that carbon Asham could be sold for carbon oil. Why? Because I already got my kapara with the other Asham. But let's say I have two carbon Ashams before I had the kapara. And now, one of them becomes a balmum. That's why Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Gershom says it doesn't even have to become balmum. It doesn't really make that much a difference to the Pshat and the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Gershom. So now I have two ashams in front of me. I have no right to sell the extra asham for an oiler yet. Because when can I sell it for an oiler? I only could sell it for an oiler after I had my kapara. So I have no longer a chiv of carbon asham. But as long as I have a chiv carbon asham riding on me still, I can't sell it. So that's why Rebbe Lezer would say that I'm going to make gzeira acha kapara because lifnei kapara. But how come Rebbe Lezer Musa? Mishum degozel acha kapara at lifnei kapara. Ava gabet muras asham v'lat muras, so you don't have this concern. Emin moedelei l'rabbanan. Would the rabbanan say that it should go for oilo? And if we only had the case of Tmuras Asham, we would think, that's what Rabbanan take this position. When it comes to an Asham, maybe he agrees with Rebbe Lezer that because we have Gzeira, La'acha Kapara, Otl Fnei Kapara, it's Yemusu, Tzricha, that's why the Mishnah turned into two separate categories. And what is Pshat and Rebbe Lezer? As we said in the Mishnah, explained the Rishonim, that has nothing to do with Gzeiris. He says that an Asham has a din like a Chatos, and since by Chatos in these cases it's Mesa, so too by an Asham, the Rabbanan don't hold that a Chatos has the same din as an Asham. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, Machloikis, Lacha Kapara, the Machloikis that we have of an Asham Shekipru Balov, what do you do with the other Asham, is only after Kapara. Avil, Lifnei Kapara, Divrei Hakol, Hui Atzma Yikrav Asham. Everybody agrees that Lifnei Kapara, the Vlat Mura, can be brought as a Karban Asham. So Tosfos is baffled with this. Tosfos says, what's our Mishnah saying? What's our Gemara suggesting? That the Vlat Tmuras Asham could be used, that the Vlat Tmuras Asham could be used for the Karban Asham. Ask Tosfos, Tmuras Asham you can't use as a Karban. We've learned that in our Masechta. So how could the Gemara have a Havmina ask Tosfos that a Vlat Tmuras Asham should be better than a Tmuras Asham? If I can't use a Tmuras Asham, I should be able to use a Vlat Tmuras Asham. So Tosfos has a very bechidish. Where is there a din that a Tmuras Asham cannot be brought as a carbon? When I made a Zohar into Tmuras Asham. Here we obviously made in the cave into Tmuras Asham. Otherwise it couldn't have a Vlat. Since that's such a weak Tmura, because the Asham is supposed to be a Zachar, the Gemara is suggesting that you should be able to bring a Vlat Tmuras Asham as a carbon Asham itself. Amar Rava, so Rava says to that, it can't be. It can't be. Chada, then Adam is kap b'davavavayra. A person can't use, where did this Vlad come from? From a Tamuris Asham. And we started our Masechta together, that Tamuris Asham, Tamuris an Aveira. How could you have a kapara with something which is an Aveira? And therefore, Rashi and all the Rishonim say, that that's why it's only by Asham and by Chatos. Because an Asham and a Chatos are here for kapara, and you can't have a kapara through an Aveira. Whereas, we speak about an oil and a shlamim, a tmurus oil and a tmurus shlamim you can use as a carbon. Why? Because the oil and shlamim don't represent a kapara. And only by kapara is there a concept of dova boba veira. And we need to analyze this a little better. Firstly, the Mefarshim ask that the Gemara here is saying, ain odem eskaper b'doba ababa aveira. So Mefarshim ask, is this the same as the concept we have throughout Shas of mitzvah haboba aveira? Some say it is the exact same concept, just different wording that says the same. Most achronim say it's not the same, for two reasons. Number one, it's obvious that when we speak about tamura, mitzvah ba'aveira is not a concern. Why is mitzvah ba'aveira not a concern? Because the Torah says, v'hayuhu smarasa yeh kodesh. So we're doing an aveira, and yet the Torah says the second animal is kodesh. So we see that mitzvah ba'aveira is not a factor by tamura. Another pshat speaks to the heart of mitzvah ba'aveira. What is the definition of mitzvah ba'aveira? Well, you couldn't have done the mitzvah without the aveira. You could do the mitzvah without doing the aveira. You could designate an animal without. In other words, if you have a lulav that's avodah zarah, if you can't use this lulav is an aveira. Here you could have designated the animal properly. That's why it's not considered a mitzvah baba aveira. So the Gemara, as I said, the Rishonim, and it's clear in the Mishnayos, there's a difference between chatas and asham, and oila and shlomim. Chatas and asham, you can't use a tamura animal, because ein adam miskap b'daba avoba aveira. Oil and shlomim you can. But the Rishonim debate, what is the difference between oil and shlomim versus chatas and asham? Is it that the chatas and asham are something that bring a kapara? Oil and shlomim don't. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, chatas and asham are kabonas that you mechuyev to bring. Certain times the Torah requires us to bring a chatas and asham when you did certain averis. Oil and shlomim are nedava. And therefore, there is no concern of ein adam miskap baba aveira. And there's a very big nafka mina. There's a question in the Paiskim. It's Hoshana Rabbah on Sunday. And Akum cut the Hoshanas on Shabbos. Well, somebody brought you an esrig on Yontif, michutz l'tchum. So now, can you use that mitzvah? Can you use that esrig? Can you use those Hoshanas? If we're going to say an aveira was done here, the guy, you're not allowed to use a guy to do malacha for you, Shabbos Yontif. If we're going to say that it's only by something that affects a kapara, and that's the difference between chatas and asham and oil and shlomim, so a lulav of esrig aren't here for kapara, and they would have the same rule as an oil of shlomim. If we say that the difference between a chatas and asham versus an oil and shlomim is this is a dovish b'chayva, and this is not a davish b'chayva, so lulav and esrig are a davish b'chayva, and you will not be allowed to use that lulav and esrig. Furthermore, the achronim say, based on this Gemara, we see, they say, we've discussed numerous times in our shiurim, what is the issue of tamura? The fact that you wanted to take off the kedusha on the first animal, or the fact that you want to make the second animal kadosh? From here we see it's the second animal being kadosh. Because the Gemara says that the second animal can't have the kedusha because it's miskap b'daba b'daba aveira. So we see that the aveira is not on the first animal, the aveira is on the second animal. A question that we keep on speaking about. Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Moshe Chochma make a very powerful point. The Gemara Masechta Yuma says that what is the biggest mechaper? Remember, Sechta Yuma discusses it in the last parak. What is the biggest mechaper? The biggest mechaper is Misa. A person who Nebuch, Achman Atzlan, Leilein of Leilechem, dies, Misa brings kapara. So they say when somebody, Achman Atzlan, commits suicide, so that is a kapara haba ba'aveira. You're not allowed to commit suicide. So they say that a person who commits suicide, the kapara that every misa brings, that person doesn't have it. Why? Because en adam miskaper b'daba haba ba'aveira. Right. Furthermore, says the Gemara, why certainly you can't use the Vlad Tumuras Asham for a carbon asham. Hatani Rav Chanina L'Siyul Rav Shubin Levi. We learned a machlokes how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, if Vlad Shlomim you could use as a carbon. Rav Elazar said no, and Rav Shubin and the Chachamim said yes. Then there was a discussion in that Mishnah, what will they hold by future generations? Dama Vlad Rishin Karev, Vlad Shei Enikarev. So you see that future generations, everybody agrees you can't bring. And this is considered future generations. So ask the Sfasem, it's like Gvaldi Gakasha. By a Shlomim we're concerned, Shemi Yigdom Imenu Adorim Adorim. That doesn't exist by Karben Asham. Says the Oil Shlomim, that once Chazal said that a Vlad Shei Enikarev, they don't distinguish where there's a concern of Adorim Adorim or not. Only before the kapara do we have a machloikis in our Mishnah. How, what should be done with this tamuris asham? Aval acha kapara, huatz makarav oila. It itself could be brought as an oila. Ask the Gemara, v'atan reb chanina l'sula reb yishub and levi, that it can't be. Answer the Gemara, kasha. Farshim say it's only a kasha, not a tiyufta. Because we're assuming that a Vlad Tamura is a second generation. But it's not necessarily a second generation. It's a first, it could be Tamura is not considered the first generation. And the Vlad Tamura is only the first generation. And the Rabbanim will hold by a Vlad Tamura as it didn't like Vlad Shlomim. And you could bring it. Barminer of Oben Barchimer of Oben Barkahana. Hifish Nekev of L'Oshem. If someone is Mafish Nekev of Karben Oshem, but not Mash Yikr L'Oyla. Can you use its son for Karben Oyla? Says the Gemara. Why can't we answer this based on what we learned yesterday? Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina taught us. Damar, we learned yesterday. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina says, "Maida Rabbi Elazar." The Rabbi Elazar was maida that you can't use the that only by mafresh nekeva la'ila does Rabbi Elazar hold that it has some kedusha, but not mafresh nekeva la'asham. Amalei. Tishlam Rebbe Sukhanin, Damram, Oid Rebbe Lezer, Loi Shmielei. He says he never heard Rebbe Yosef Bechanina said. Mai, so what is the halacha? Benoi Karav Oila, it can be brought. Ask the Gemara, Hai Mai, how could you say that? At Kanlai Kam Rebbe Lezer, where did Rebbe Lezer say that if you're Mafresh Nekeva, Ela Mafresh Nekeva La Oila? Why? As we've been learning in our shir. Dikashem oila el imai. Because the oila has a connection to the keva by an oif. Ava gaba osham. The lekum shem oila imai. And osham has no shneiches, no connection to the keva. A filler rebel as a moida, that it's a meaningless act. Amle. Tam de rebel ezer. You're learning wrong, pshana rebel ezer. The reason rebel ezer holds mafresh the keva la oila is considered a valid act. Lam mishum the shame oila el imai, because an oila is connected to a nekeva. El mishum the chazir la krova, because you could theoretically use it, that you could use the vlad for carbon, for hanami, and here too, the zacher that's born from this nekeva can be used as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, it's said in our Mishnah, vladim vlad vlad natsoif kalaylam, yava b'demeim oila, so doesn't our Mishnah say b'demeim in? Only you could sell it and buy with it a carbon oila. Oila atzmai loy, but you can't use them for an oila themselves. Isn't that a raya that a vlad of a nekeva that you brought for an oshram is not usable? And so the Gemara, this Mishnah is talking about Kegonshin Yolda nekeva. Since it had a nekeva you can't use for an oila. But ask the Gemara, I don't understand. How can you say that our Mishnah is speaking about a case that it only had descendants who are on the keva? The at soifa oilam loyal chazaker. After all the generations, there isn't one boy. Amalei, to which he said, mishnina shnui dechik bevloi. Don't bother me with difficult questions. Indeed, I'm learning the pshat in the Mishnah. Kigoyim the sheyold in the caves at soifa oilam. Our Mishnah is speaking that it only had females, and the female can't be brought as a carbon asham. But the boy that would be born, he's saying, since it's a boy, it itself could be brought as a carbon asham, and not that you have to sell it and use the proceeds.